Katie Did Big, a bug book by Stephen Cosgrove from bookpop.com. Dedicated to Catherine Kingsley Haney Osborne, the real Katie Did Big. Such a big name for a cute little bug in the land of more than small. As you lay on a summer's day in a cool and shady place, don't look up into the skies. Instead, look down and squint your eyes. Squint your eyes so very tight, and if you look with all your might, you'll find the land of more than small. In this land live bugs, that's all. One of the most twisted roads in all of more than small is Old Bug Road. Follow that road as it twists through forests of clover and thistle pine into the town of Bugville. Here, Old Bug Road crosses Better Street as it moves towards Biddlebug Bay. Turn left on Better and left on Best, and you will be on the quiet side of town. This is where gumberry bushes are neatly trimmed into hedges. This is where hopmobiles drive a little slower because bug kids play near the street. This is where houses of all shapes and sizes welcome bug families, both large and small. Bugs love to spend time in this delightful part of Bugville. Truly, this town is a wonderful place for bugs to live. It was on the corner of Better and Best that young Katie Did Big lived. She was small, like most school-age bugs, with bug tails and rosy red cheeks. Like other girl bugs her age, Katie Did had dolls and other such toys. Her favorite was a Huggy Buggy bear that she usually carried by one leg. She had a mother and a father whom she loved very much. But Katie Did also had something that most bug kids don't have. 9 older brothers. 9 brothers plus Katie equaled 10 kids. With the parents added in, the Bigs were a family of 12. The Big family was the biggest family in Bugville and all the land of more than small. The Big brothers were always getting into trouble. Not a day went by that one of them didn't do something wrong. The brothers would break this or that. Why, they would even tease the family's caterpillar with a rubber ratapillar. Katie Did never did anything wrong. She would innocently watch as trouble swirled around her brothers like mosquitoes in a swamp. But no matter what, the Big brothers blamed her for everything that went wrong. "Katie did it," they'd shout. One day, Katie Did stood watching as her brothers played bug ball on the street in front of their house. Now, Big Big, Katie's father, had told the boys never to play bug ball on the street. A window could get broken or a hopmobile could come zipping by, he warned. Bug ball is to be played at the park. Well, the 9 big brothers didn't listen that time. The 9 big brothers didn't listen this time. The brothers did what they wanted to do, even though they knew it was wrong. So it was no surprise when the cry rang out, "Oh no, the ball is going to hit the house." Sure enough, the next sound heard was the breaking of glass. The bug ball shattered the window into a million tiny pieces. But the big brothers thought they were pretty clever. The big brothers thought they were pretty smart. As soon as the window was broken, they handed the bug ball back to their little sister, Katie Did. A moment later, their mother, Letty Big, opened the front door. "Who hit that bug ball through the front window?" she demanded. The 9 big brothers smiled sweet, innocent smiles. Then they pointed toward their sister and said, "Katie did it." Because her mother thought she had broken the window, Katie Did was sent sniffling to her room. "It isn't fair," she muttered, dragging her Huggy Buggy bear by the leg down the hall. She could have said, "Katie Did didn't do it." But then she would have had to tell her mom who did. That, by the big brother's code of honor, would have been snitching. And Katie Did was not a snitch. So poor Katie Did took the punishment while her brothers got to stay outside and play. No matter what happened, Katie Did always seemed to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. When the cookie jar got broken, one of her brothers quickly put a cookie in her hand. As her father hurried into the kitchen, Bernie skittered out chanting, "Katie did it." Now every day, every bug in the big family had one or two chores to do around the house. Of course, if a chore went undone, it was Katie Did's. If a chore was done wrong, it was Katie Did's. And sadly, Katie did would always be punished for what her brothers had done or not done. Day after day, she would find herself sniffling down the hall back to her tiny little bedroom. The big brothers thought they had life pretty much under control. Every afternoon, just like clockwork, the big brothers took a break from troublemaking. They would all get together in their backyard under the old twisted clover tree. There they would snack on snickleberries and raw bitty beans. "You know," one of the brothers said one day, "I'm tired of eating berries and beans." "Yeah, I know what you mean," said another brother, a sly smile twisting his lips. "Maybe we deserve a special treat, like a double-layer, icing-coated cocoa bean bug cake." "Yeah, we can bake a cake," laughed another. "Besides, if we get caught, Katie did it." With giggles and laughter, the brothers raced for the kitchen. They got out flour and sugar and bowls and pans, and then they began to make the biggest double-layer icing-coated cocoa bean bug cake ever baked. The kitchen was a blizzard of flour and sugar as they whipped, stirred, and baked the gigantic cake. Bigger than the cake was the mess the nine big brothers made. The boys had just taken the cake out of the oven when in walked Big and Letty Big home from work. Imagine their surprise when they walked into the kitchen and saw what they saw. "Who made this mess?" they asked, knowing full well what had happened. Without thinking, the brothers pointed grubby chocolate-covered fingers at their little sister and said, "Katie did it." "Are you sure?" Letty Big asked. "Really sure?" asked Big Big. All nine brothers nodded their heads. "We are very, very sure. Katie did bake this cake all by herself." Katie did had heard more than enough. She decided that it was time to stand up for herself. In a soft, steady voice, she said, "I didn't make this mess. They did it. My brothers did it. All nine of them." The big brothers looked around, trying to find someone else to blame. Then, with a sigh, they finally admitted they had told some lies. "Katie didn't do any of those things we said she did," they confessed. "We did it all." "Well, boys," said Big Big, "since you made this mess, you'd best clean it up. When you finish, go straight to your room and think about what you've done." "And," added Letty, "maybe once you've apologized to Katie Did, you can have some cake." "If there's any cake left," Katie Did laughed. If you were blamed for things you did not do, stand up for yourself like Katie did, and to your own self be true. If you'd like to hear other stories by Stephen Cosgrove, visit bookpop.com.